voice here. With your eyes closed comfortably, I'd like you to make yourself aware of all the sounds around you. The clock ticking, perhaps, or the distant murmur of traffic. Allow all those sounds to form part of your inner mental landscape, allowing them to draw you deeper and deeper into relaxation. And then let them go. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine some things. Don't worry if you can't. Just focus on the sound of my voice and allow it to relax you further and further. Now I want you to think about the top of your head. Many people don't realise that tension often starts in the little muscles of the scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles and the skin of your scalp and just allow them to relax and let go. Now all the muscles of your face, just let them go slack. Your forehead, your eyes and eyelids, the cheeks, mouth and jaw muscles. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel the skin settling, smoothing out. It might mean that your mouth opens slowly, but whatever's best to you, just let it happen. Unclenching your teeth, relaxing your tongue, because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. Thinking about your neck and shoulder muscles now, and into the tops of your arms, letting all tensions drain away as you think on down through your elbows, into your forearms, down through your wrists, and into your hands. Right the way down into the very tips of your fingers and tips of your thumbs. Just letting all those muscles relax and let go. And now think about your breathing, noticing that you're breathing even more steadily, even more slowly, as you relax more and more. So you can let any tension in the chest area simply drain away as you think on down to your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax too. Think down into your back now, the long muscles either side of the spine. Just let those muscles relax. And your waist, and your main thigh muscles, as you think on down, through your knees, down through the shins and calves, just allowing all those areas to relax and let go, as you think on down, through your ankles, through your feet, into the very tips of your toes. All the muscles of your body beautifully relaxed and easy, very lazy. And now you're so beautifully relaxed, nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything, and absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except to relax. I want you just to let your mind and your imagination drift, feeling lazy, easy, and comfortable. I want you to imagine a stone being skipped across the clear, calm surface of a pond. The stone skips once, twice, three times and more. Each time the interval's shorter as it loses momentum, slowing down more and more. As it strikes the surface, the peace and tranquility is disturbed. The water flows in ripples that spread in perfect rings, but then the stone can skip no more. All momentum is dissipated, its power lost. And so it slips quietly down beneath the surface, gently floating down past the creatures that live here, drifting down gently, quietly past the water plants. And nothing is disturbed as it finally comes to rest there, still now on the bottom of the tranquil pool. And on the surface, even the ripples become quieter as they spread in ever-increasing circles to disappear entirely as the surface becomes calm again. And you can take the opportunity to quietly reflect upon those problems as you recognize now that ability that is yours to relax, to let go of tension, anxiety, aware now of your ability to see things in a different way and to accept those things that seemed to be one thing and then turned out to be something else entirely. And then the difficulty and ease that can be your experience telling the difference between souls and souls, sun and sun, bear and bear. Changing old beliefs, recognizing new capabilities and capacities, learning new ways of doing things. I wonder now if you can allow those feelings to continue the same, or to deepen even more now as you try to remember all those things I have said here about that pool there. Stone that drifted down slowly. Even as you drift with your own thoughts and enjoy allowing that pleasant and comfortable experience of heaviness of arms, of legs, to continue there now as I continue to talk to you. Each word that I speak, relaxing you deeper still. Now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you. And everything I say, if it is for your benefit, will be accepted and acted upon by the subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave. And the influence of these suggestions, as they are for your benefit, will continue to increase over the coming days and weeks and months. Your subconscious mind has confirmed that it is helping you to relax, helping you to cope so much better with life, and giving you a confidence within yourself to deal with any situation that life has to offer. Your subconscious mind has also given you a new understanding of yourself. And this understanding gives you the power to make vital changes for your benefit. So now, with each day that passes, your confidence is increasing. The confidence of knowing that you are capable of doing whatever you set your mind to, with a positive attitude and a quiet strength. Now, more. become aware of a transformation taking place in your personality, and you are adopting a more positive outlook on life. You believe in yourself more every day, and you are learning to act boldly, realizing that you are fully capable of making the proper decisions and having the confidence to carry them through. So each day, you become more secure within yourself. With your new relaxed attitude, both towards yourself and towards others, you realize that you are gaining control. Control of your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions. And this gives you a tremendous feeling of satisfaction, knowing that whatever happens, you can deal with the situation in a calm and a relaxed way. You know that the key to good health is a calm and relaxed attitude towards life. Now you begin to accept life as it is, and you accept people as they are. So, as you continue to relax more and more with every day that passes, you feel better within yourself and about yourself. This gives you the opportunity to become more aware of the wide range of resources which are yours, resources which are within you, which are there for your use. As you become more aware of these resources, then you become more and more confident. And with these new resources, you know that you are directing your life now, and you know that life can bring the good things to you. In this way, you are happier with each day that passes. Anticipate happiness, and happiness is yours. And of course you feel better each day, because you're happy. I want to remind you that your life can be fun. Every phase of your life can be a joy. And of course, it all now depends on you, because you, and only you, can allow thoughts to live in your mind. And how you think determines how you feel. And how you feel influences the world around you. And you can learn to choose your thoughts with awareness of your power. You can seed beneficial thoughts in your mind, and day by day, you'll find more and more how important it is to choose your every thought with care. Because the thoughts you seed in your mind, the concepts and beliefs you accept with feeling, inevitably become your own living reality. How you choose to think today influences all your tomorrows, and your life is too valuable, too miraculous to be left to chance. For this planet is a game player's planet, and the big game in life is a kind of treasure hunt with the real you as the hidden treasure. And the real you is a treasure worth finding. For you, there's no greater treasure on earth. And it's an easy game, because life is meant to be easy. In fact, you can find your way to the treasure house within while you relax. You may of course wonder how the subconscious control mind can so easily arrange for you to achieve whatever objectives you have in mind. Once you detach your thoughts from problems, and make a firm decision about the direction in which you want to go, this is understandable, because each and every one of us has a vast sphere of reality, a force field of creative mind power that we have been conditioned by fear and ignorance to fail to explore, a veritable treasure house of health intelligence and life understanding. The way this life-sustaining mind works is governed by strict universal laws, For whenever you allow your conscious mind to become focused on your problems, you drag your problems into the future with you, and they automatically attract still more of the same. Your own negative thought patterns provide the psychic energies that feed your problems and keep them alive. So just relax and switch the polarity around and focus your thought energy on how you want things to be rather than how you don't want them to be. And withdraw all your thought energy from the problems so that you attract the solutions. You attract good fortune like a magnet. The control mind now knows what you want, and what you want, or something even more useful, presents itself as though what you have always been seeking has somehow always been seeking you. Seeking to find creative expression in your everyday living reality. And the incredible fact is that it has. And this is the fresh pattern your subconscious control mind will now carry forward from your childhood to your adult life. Free from the problems of self-limiting influences that only arose through misunderstandings and false beliefs. You're entering a new world of experience, a new quality of life, a more elevated mental and emotional vantage point from which the best options and opportunities in life are always available, will always be seen. Now, while you're pondering on those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there were two trees growing by the bank of a river, a tall tree and a small tree. And that small young tree, it knew how to wave and dance in the breeze. It knew how to be very flexible. And when the wind blew, it enjoyed changing its perspective. It enjoyed just dancing and moving and dancing. It would see so many things when it changed its perspective. And that big tree was so inflexible, it used to envy the small tree. But it was a little bit scared of changing its perspective. It was a little bit nervous about it. So one day, it asked the small tree, "How do you do that? How do you change the way you see things? Change the way you enjoy things?" And the little tree said, "Well, you must kind of let go. You just let it happen." And so the next time, when that wind blew, the big tree really wanted to let go. And the little tree said, "You can do it. You can make those changes. No need to be afraid. Your roots go down deep in the ground, and you can have inner stability, even though you're moving with the winds of change, enjoying that dance, that inner dance of life. And you can allow that to happen all by itself." And that big tree was so happy, feeling its way into a new way of seeing things. And because it had a new way of seeing things, it also had a new way of recalling things, bringing back images when it wanted to recall the dance. And that big tree also learned, as it got more flexible in its behaviour and its perceptions, that what it thought was the horizon was really only a limitation it was placing on itself. And as it danced and swayed and danced, it could see further and further, fields beyond towns. It could even see the sea in the distance. And it was so happy to have a new way of seeing things. So happy to know that it could recall in a new way pleasant images, pleasant memories. Starting now, more and more, you will realize that happiness and unhappiness are due to your own thoughts, the way you think about situations. You will be able to shift your thoughts, the way you think about situations. You will be able to shift your thoughts to the positive aspects and look at the positive aspects of living. Enjoy every day. You will become more and more aware that if life situations are not the way you always want them, you will work to change them without frustration, without anger, without being bothered. You will work to change things that are not the way you want them, but you will do it with a calm, peaceful mind, being at ease and at peace with the universe. You will become more and more aware that everyone has problems in living, but you will also be aware that you can face problems with a calm mind, with strength and determination to work to improve them. When you cannot change things, you will accept them calmly. You will be aware that anger and frustration do not help. You'll realize that life is too precious and too wonderful to waste in being bothered over little things, little annoyances. Starting today, you will work to change anything that is changeable, that you can change with peace of mind, without being bothered, without frustration, without anger. You will be less and less worried about the future, problems of the future, dangers of the future, which will never occur anyway. Most of the things you worry about won't happen anyway. You'll let the worries go. You'll enjoy the day. You'll let yourself go. You'll enjoy yourself as worries drop out of your life. Now, each and everything you do better than you've ever done before. You approach each new task with complete ease of mind, knowing that you are relaxed and in a perfect frame of mind. Calm, relaxed, and confident. Every day your confidence grows. That means that tomorrow your confidence grows, and the day after it grows stronger than before. As you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows and becomes stronger as more and more your feelings of self-worth become strong and powerful. Each day, with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control, calm your mind, disregard troubles, and you are calm, relaxed, poised, competent, and confident. You are your own person. You go forth into the world looking forward with a new and determined optimism, for you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of that person you are. Unique and special. Your real self. Confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that really are important, and to recognize what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person that you are, and you will be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday has gone, and with it is gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can colour with imagination. But today, this very moment, All is real, and for this moment we live. And then that too is gone, either seized upon and enjoyed, or wasted. You can choose too which reality is yours, and you will, won't you?